Mitt Romney enjoyed another big night last night, winning 5 state primaries, including New York. The votes are just a few more steps on what appears to be an inevitable nomination run for Romney as the Republican presidential nominee. Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy joins us this morning with some perspective. Good morning to you, sir.
Hi, Jay.
First, let's start with a little bit of a hypothetical here. We've heard quite a bit of talk about those lamenting the fact that New York's primary is so late in the cycle, there's not much interest in the race. I mean, Romney didn't even come to the state for a lot of the major events, didn't even campaign locally. Let's maybe just play a little hypothetical here. Move it back. Let's say this occurs in March or in February. Is there a way to probably map out how this would have transpired? Not necessarily who would have won or lost, but are there indicators that could maybe tell us what could have happened in terms of a more interesting campaign, I guess, here in New York State?
Well, that's a really great question because, you know, what we would have seen is a huge effort here. We would have been bombarded with television commercials, of course, and we would have been, I think, peppered with candidates' visits here on a regular basis. All the earmarks of a real live campaign, and a lot of money would have been spent and a lot of effort would have been made because New York is a big prize. And if this had been 6 weeks earlier in the cycle, I think we would have seen that. And who knows what would have happened. I mean, the last time we had a statewide primary, as you can remember, Carl Palladino, the most conservative of the Republican candidates, cleaned up in New York State. He won 63% of the state vote. So who knows what would happen? And that's why we kind of get shortchanged in New York and because of our place in the schedule.
It's interesting that you mentioned Carl Palladino because he welcomed to town last week Newt Gingrich, the only one of the Republicans to come to Western New York during this campaign season. And then Gingrich shows up with, I thought, some fairly strong numbers locally. You had those in your report this morning.
Yes, and I think it was something like 24% in Erie County, if I remember. I bet you that the campaign appearance that the former speaker made here last Friday had a lot to do with that, because I think statewide he came in just behind Ron Paul. He came in third, I think. The last numbers I saw, those numbers could have changed, but the last numbers I saw last night. And so I do think that it probably made a difference, and that kind of tells you what a real campaign can do, too. That's why people campaign.
In terms of what Newt Gingrich was able to accomplish here, it was interesting that he didn't even bother to come, I guess, to a certain extent. What can you tell us about that appearance here in Western New York?
Well, to be honest with you, I think he came because he had the prospect of picking up several $1,000 were some estimates of as much as $30,000 to help retire a staggering campaign debt that he has. I mean, I don't think he would admit that, but he certainly was enticed here by the prospect of having some of his supporters help him out of debt. I mean, it was a performance that was very interesting, but it was one of those ones that I think you could tell lacked the fire in the belly because he knew exactly where he stood in the pecking order here for this campaign. And it's one of those things you got to do, I guess, to help retire your debt. But nevertheless, hey, he did it. He came, and at least upstate New York got some taste of what a presidential campaign in the primaries looks like.
Yeah, because we might not see much of the presidential campaign the rest of the way. There is some talk about Mitt Romney coming here in June, correct?
He is coming June 15th. There's going to be a major fundraiser at the Birchfield Penny Art Center that some businessmen here are putting on for him. If it is on the same scale as the one that these same folks put on in 2008 for John McCain, it could be a $1 million deal for Mitt Romney. And again, that's why Mitt Romney will come to Buffalo. Not that he is thinking that he's going to get a lot of votes in very Democratic Buffalo, but if he has the prospect of picking up a substantial amount of money, then I think that's what's going to happen. And the same thing down in New York City, which will always be a real center of financial a real financial place for the candidates to go. That's where the money is.
Of course, Bob, when we have you on, we talk usually local and state politics, and it does seem that in some regards New York State is not really necessarily in play in the presidential campaign. So let's maybe give you a chance here to look at that national campaign a little bit, and where you think it's going to play out in terms of maybe key issues or key states for these two candidates. We've been saying all along, it's Romney against Obama in November.
Well, it's interesting that we hear an awful lot of vice presidential talk about Rob Portman from Ohio, because Ohio is always a big swing state. We hear the same thing about Senator Marco Rubio in Florida, because Florida is always an important big swing state. So those are the kinds of things that are already playing out there. And as far as the issues go, you know, I really don't see it coming down to what it always comes down to, the economy. And Governor Romney last night in his speech, I think, very much dwelled on that topic. He made it clear that's what's going to be his big, big emphasis throughout this campaign. And that's what it's going to come down to. That's what it should come down to. It's what it always comes down to.
Bob McCarthy, as always, we appreciate your perspective.
You bet. Thank you.